Opposed, same sign, the minutes carry. Representative Slaughter on House Bill 1087.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of this body. This is a bill, an act to provide for consolidation of road districts. We have several in my district that live around Lake Madison where there are special road districts. Those road districts are starting to join one another. However, there's no provision in codified law to allow those special road districts to consolidate. We hear a lot of talk about consolidation these days, and I think this is one of those issues. I have an amendment, Madam Chairman.
Would you pass that out, Representative Slaughter?
Yes.
Thank you.
After we drew the bill, one of my constituents mentioned the fact that because I live across the road from the road district, I still would not be able to join without some legal expense. And it's my opinion that we don't intend to cause landowner expense just to join a road district. So with that, I have some people to testify, and Madam Chairman, at this time, I would yield to them.
Thank you, Representative Slaughter. Further proponents on House Bill 1087. Further proponents, and I would request if you are testifying today, please use the sign-in sheet at the podium at the door. Thank you, and good morning. Welcome to local government.
Thank you for allowing me to speak on this. Can you hear me? I don't have much of a voice.
Yes, ma'am. And your name, please.
My name is Linda Hilde.
Thank you.
I live on Lake Madison. I've been very active in the growth of the lakes in eastern South Dakota as regarding being a member and an originator of South Dakota Lakes and Streams. My husband and I are a developer of property on Lake Madison. We are using as our reclamation for our gravel pit a housing development, which is kind of a unique use for mining. And I had visited with Representative Slaughter regarding this issue. We have, in the last 5 years, incorporated 4 road districts on Lake Madison. Mine will probably be the fifth. Our housing development is called Woodland Development, and it is adjacent to another road district. The people in my homeowners association would like to blend themselves in with the present road district, and we find that there is no legal way to do this. So I had requested that this bill be drafted. After I read the bill, it was pointed out to me that in some of these road districts, you're not talking about a large population. In our instance, we have approximately 22 homes that wish to join to a road district that has 75 living units. And I can see where that would justify forming a separate road district to join. But just adjacent, using the entry road coming in, there is a farm place that has 2 homes on it, and they would be perhaps interested in joining in at a later date. And for them to use 2 residences to form their own road district so that they could blend themselves in with this road district didn't seem to make a lot of sense. It would require hiring a lawyer and advertising and the very few people involved voting. That was why I thought the amendment would be a good addition to make. Because you frequently, in growth on lakes, you have areas that develop slowly, or you will have just a handful of people instead of a very large development adjacent to an area that has developed. And that's what happens with growth in rural areas. I think what you have here would cover a lot of the things that are going on in the rural areas that are developing. Lakes are changing the growth patterns in the counties in which they are located. Those in eastern South Dakota are changing from being weekend, part-time, summer living units to being full-time residential units, which is one reason we have so many sanitary districts that have developed in the state. And along with those districts, they have discovered that good roads are very critical for good development and for broadening their tax base. But neither the county or the township will pick up the meander roads that lead to these developments. When the township road comes to a lake, it doesn't go through it. It moves out and goes around. And those meandering roads that go around that lead to development are not managed by either the county or the township. So the people that wish the growth in those areas have to tax themselves and build themselves the roads that they need. And I believe this bill will enable them to do that. Does anyone have any questions?
We'll hold questions until all the proponents. Thank you very much. Further proponents? Further proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners, and we support this bill. As the last witness testified, counties don't usually and can't afford to provide roads to all of the developments that are occurring in the rural areas, and we believe that road districts are the way to do that. And in that manner, the people that live there provide their own roads, they maintain them, and at some point in time the county may be requested to put it on their county system. But we believe this is a good bill that allows the smaller districts to combine into larger districts, and they certainly serve a function that is necessary for or a function for transportation that doesn't require the counties to do that. So I would urge you to approve the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Further proponents? Further proponents on House Bill 1087? Hearing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1087? Any opponents? Seeing none, I think we're close to committee discussion. I would request moving the amendment. It's been moved by Representative Hennies, seconded by Representative Roden. We can have discussion on that. Any questions?
Madam Chair, just a quick question to Ms. Hildy, please.
Please.
On Section 5.
Ms. Hildy, would you come up to the microphone so our listeners in South Dakota get the benefit? Thank you.
Please walk me through this, not being familiar with the law and how this works. If this new form district takes place and there are debts from one or both of the others, how are those debts handled then?
I think it explains very clearly on the bottom of the original motion that, where did I read that? That a consolidated district does not, by virtue of its incorporation, assume any of the debts, obligations, or liabilities of any road district included within its boundaries.
Yes.
So those that built their section of the road will indeed have to continue paying off that debt, but the new member will not. They may incur debt down the road that they are involved in, but they will not pay off the original debt for the original road district.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Representative Hunhoff, then Representative Frost.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just need some basic understanding here. What's the difference between a road district and then you've got townships that take care of roads? What's the difference? I'm not familiar with.
When the counties were platted, the township roads were drafted along, if you've driven on them, unless they come to a body of water, they go in straight lines. And they follow specific measurements. And at the time the county and the townships were formed, the governmental entities for the township roads were given a specific and assigned duties that referenced these platted roads. The meander roads are what happened when growth took place around water, because people love water. And it might have started out as a fishing trail, and then it turned into a place that led to a weekend cabin, and now it's coming to a full-time permanent residence and getting road use year-round. The roads that meander from the original plat of the townships are not tasked with taking care of those roads. They are like a private drive or like a farmer's very long wandering driveway. The township will not come in and take care of a farmer's driveway, even if it's a quarter mile long. And these meander roads are considered under that same definition.
Follow-up, Representative Hamelhoff.
Do all the counties have these road districts?
No, but anyone can if they need it. It's a state law.
Representative Hanson, you had a question?
Yes. Is there taxing authority for the road
district? Yes, they have authority to tax and, I believe, to bond, just like a sanitary district does or a municipality.
Thank you.
Additional questions from the committee? Representative Kolchak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ma'am, do you know towns and townships appear to be okay with this? I guess I'd ask you that question or throw it open. I don't see Gail Brock here.
I probably
would not be affected by it directly, but...
I think they would be delighted with this because they're receiving a lot of pressure from population growth in the lake areas, asking them to take over these meander roads, and they see it as opening a Pandora's box. Mm-hmm. There has been some battles in our area over even dividing or adding two townships in order to enable them to do this, and they have absolutely refused. They have been approached by clusters of people in these growth areas. They've been approached by homeowner associations, which are forming in development areas, and they always say no. They do not see their task as taking on more roads. They feel that their task is specifically assigned to the platted roads designated as township. And if anything, they would like to have fewer roads rather than more.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Kolchak. Representative Hennings, then Representative Mitchell.
I have a question for Mr. Howard, please.
Mr. Howard, would you approach the desk, please?
Dick, why would the law that allows intergovernmental agreements not cover this situation?
I mean, they're a governmental entity, and so they probably could consolidate by intergovernmental. But this clearly specifies for each the citizens in each district get to vote on whether or not they want to form it. So I think the procedure that's set up in this bill follows a procedure for forming a road district in the first place, and it was just going to be an intergovernmental agreement signed by the board members, then the citizens that are paying for the road district wouldn't have an opportunity on voting whether or not to expand the road district. So I think that's probably the difference there, Representative Hennies.
Follow-up question, Representative Hennies.
I'm not opposed to this. I want you to both, you and Representative Slaughter, to understand that. Just this last year, the citizens of the state passed a law that allowed citizens in any governmental entity through petition to vote to join any other governmental entity, and I just think that maybe this bill is surplusage. I wonder if we hadn't ought to look into that before we continue with it.
Representative Mitchell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Howard, you can probably answer this if you would please. And this is in regards to these road districts. Now, they would fall within, the road district actually falls within a township, though. Is that not correct?
Yes, in areas where there are organized townships.
Then, if that's the case, are these road districts, you said that they tax themselves, are they? Do they also then support the township with their taxes as well? And, of course, I know they do the county, but do they tax their own road district and the township and the county for roads?
Yes, they do. And I think, as Ms. Hildy said, the one of the primary differences is that the road districts are normally put together and serve a function of more of a private road where they're serving a number of homeowners. The townships and counties, their roads are more public use, and the road districts' roads that they build it to serve the homeowners associations and stuff, they join the township roads and are also served by township roads and the county roads. So they pay taxes both for their basically their private roads as well as the county and township roads that that connect them to the cities and the state highways and things like that. But it's the citizens within the road district get to vote whether they want to tax themselves to do that. So it's their choice.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Representative Hemhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One other question on the amendment, and I want to know if I understand this correctly. If they want to annex or get out of the district, then the voters get this petition. They take it to the board, and the directors vote on it, and if they pass a resolution, there's not a vote of all parties that are involved.
I think you would only be annexed if you had a consensus of all parties involving the land that wants to be taken into the district, because in the amendment, it states that the owner of the property must say yes. That this in no way gives the ability of a road district to go out and annex an unwilling landowner. It does not do that. It very clearly says that that if you look at the bottom of the amendment, the first paragraph where it starts out after the creation of a road district, at the bottom on the last part of that sentence, it says, it may not include additional land in the district without the written approval of the owner of the land. So they cannot do an unwilling annexation of property. And I think there's several good reasons for doing this. One is you might have a cluster of three or four people that want to be taken in the road district, but you might have one person who says no. The road district can take a look at that and say, unless it's all contiguous, so that everyone that's being served is a part of the district, we will not take it in. It gives them the option of saying no, and it also gives the landowner the option of saying, no, I don't want to be taken in and taxed. Because if they do not give that consent in writing, the road district cannot annex them. I think it's fair to all parties.
I'd like our staff to respond to this. I think they have an answer for that. Representative Hemhoff.
This amendment provides two different methods for annexation. Section 7 with a written permission of the landowner. And so that would be a very small, specific area. Section 8 is a different type of annexation. Say you have a new housing development with a little bit larger area. They would petition to be added in. The board would pass a resolution. And then the very last sentence of that, it would be done in the same manner as we'd create a new road district. So then we would have a vote. So there's two types of annexations, one for a very small area and one for potentially a larger area.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Additional questions? Hearing none, we are in committee action. We have moved the amendment. I would take discussion on the amendment. If not?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Question
of the group. Somebody possibly knows this. When we look at annexation of property into a city, do we not look at a fraction, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it 80% of those that want to come in? To get away from that idea that you end up having it where maybe five or six people in a row want to get in and there's one person stopping them before that, does anybody know that information on the committee here?
Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To my understanding, when land is annexed into the city, the people who are being annexed have no legal say in the annexation at all. The city votes and by majority determines whether or not they are going to annex that land, and the people that live outside the city only get the opportunity to vote if the county commission refuses to allow the annexation and then authorizes them to vote separately. Thank you.
I believe you're right, Representative Hennies. Additional discussion? If not, the vote is on the Slaughter Amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. The amendment carries. We're now taking action on House Bill 1087 as amended. Chair would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hemhoff.
I move for approval of House Bill number 1087.
Representative.
As amended.
Hemhoff moves do pass on House Bill 1087 as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Haynes seconds the motion. Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Hargens?
Aye.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Litz?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye. House Bill 1087 goes to the floor as amended, do pass. There's also a title amendment we need on that.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hennies.
I move a title amendment which would insert the words and annexation on line one after the word consolidation.
Is there a second on that title amendment?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hunhoff. Discussion on that title amendment motion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Title amendment carries.